Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Kaylee. I'm the supervisor here. May I please have zip code to locate your account?
Yes. I can't hear you clearly. It's 11553. Hello, can you hear me?
11553. Your first and last name, please.
Philip Sonata.
Thank you. One moment, please. What was the last name?
Sonata. S as in Sam, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, T-U-S as in Sam.
Thank you. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
683 Henry Street, Edendale, New York.
Thank you. I see here you have a gold matte screen, keto and cleanse. How can I help you?
Are you the manager? I can barely hear you.
I'm the supervisor, yes. How can I help you?
Okay, I ordered a sample, simple sample, for $4.95. Now I got a huge bill for about, I think, $200, and I just spoke to this lady here. She told me I'm enrolled in a program, and it's on a monthly basis, and I'm going to be charged this and that every month. So what I'm saying is I didn't order any of this. I just wanted a sample. So I want to be canceled and anything that you signed me up for, and I want a refund up to $200.
Okay.
This is very confusing.
Looks like you signed up for the trial. You were given a product to try for you for 14 days. And once you go past the 14 days, you're billed the full price and you're rolling the auto ship.
Right. Well, what I told her was nowhere did I see anything about 14 days. It doesn't show anywhere. It just says send me $4.95 or whatever it was and a trial sample. So I didn't sign up for any permanent thing. So that's why I'm saying it was very misleading. So can I get a full refund, please?
Well, it was explained on that site. Now, it's not refundable once you go past the 14 days.
Okay, but nowhere did it say that.
Yes, it is explained on the website. If you don't give us a call, then you'll bill the full price. Would you like to terms and conditions?
Which website is that?
The website.
I just got a long email saying it's this and that, and just get a sample.
It's Golia. I can spell it out for you whenever you're ready.
Say that again? I can't hear you.
The website that you were on is the same website where it was explained if you don't give us a call that this will take place.
No, I understand, but if it's hidden somewhere, then I'm not going to see it. And
it's not hidden, sir.
Well, all I'm saying is it had all this good information, but I did not see it. So it's very misleading.
I'm sorry about the misunderstanding, sir.
No, I'm sure it's made that way so people don't see it. Can I get a refund, please?
It's not refundable, sir.
Okay. You know, first of all, cancel me from...
It is canceled.
Okay. And the second thing is, I need a refund or I'll have to call the Better Business Bureau.
Okay. Once you call them, we do have the terms and agreements that you agreed with, so we'll just have to provide them with the information.
Wait, say that again. I can't understand.
Once you contact them, we will have to provide them with the terms and agreements that were agreed with. We do have the information here. So they will see whether or not you read the terms and conditions that it did explain. If you don't give us a call, that this will take place.
Am I the only one with this problem, or are you getting other people involved?
Answer what third party call center, sir.
I cannot understand you.
Allow me one moment, please.
What?
Allow me one moment, please.
Okay.
One moment. All right, so as a courtesy, what I do is give you a 35% refund, and you receive 3 to 5 business days.
Speak clearly. I cannot hear you.
Sir, I am speaking as clear as I can. I'm not sure why you're not able to hear me. I was able to issue a 35% refund. You receive 3 to 5 business days.
No. I don't want a 35% refund.
It's not refundable. That's a courtesy, sir. Sorry. Okay, I understand that, but it's not refundable, so that's a courtesy. That's the best I can do.
So is this something that happens all the time? That's why you're giving 35%?
I'm giving you a courtesy refund, sir.
Okay, I can't understand you. Is there anyone else I can speak to?
I'm as high as soup, sir. I have no one else to transfer over to.
So is there a headquarters I can call?
I am the high, no, sir. We'll call center.
Okay, do you have a
BPS? No, sir. I have no other number to give you.
Okay, do I need to get an attorney for this?
I mean, we still have the information you agree with.
What is that?
We still have the information that you agree with, so I'm not, I mean...
So is this how you do business?
I mean, we do have terms and agreements that was agreed with.
Yeah, but it's not clear. That's what I'm saying. It says get a sample, and now all of a sudden I'm enrolled in a monthly, you know, account.
It is. I mean, it's clear, sir.
What is that?
It's very clear.
Okay, where did you come up with that 35%? This is just something that you came up with?
Sir, I am the supervisor, and I offer you a courtesy 35% refund.
Okay. Make it 50%, and I'll drop the whole thing, or else I'm gonna...
I mean, sir, it's not about percentage. This is a courtesy because we don't issue refunds, and you do have those products. I mean, it did explain that this will take place.
I do not take the product.
Okay. I understand that. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
And at what point was I going to know that, you know, it's a monthly and I'm going to be receiving this and paying it monthly? It doesn't say that anywhere. This is very misleading. You cannot do business like that. I mean, even if I dropped it, now the next month I would get another thing and another charge. This is crazy. You cannot do business like that. By the way, I'm in New York. New York State, and New York State doesn't allow these things.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have the term and agreements that you agree with. So as a courtesy, I'll go ahead and make a 50% refund. You receive 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
All right. You'll hear from me.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay.